This is Patrick Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for January 29th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Urex. Visit them at urex.com. And now a note from John Lothian. Bubbles, pump and dumps, good guys being bad guys trying to do good. Lots of people making money, some people making lots of people losing money, some people losing lots of money. Regulators alarmed, politicians alarmed, strange bedfellows agreeing, clearing firms calling for more capital, problems because of T+2, strange comments from everywhere, trying to blame the other guy, John Stewart joining Twitter just to comment, all this and more in today's newsletter. I interviewed Tom Price of the Price Group yesterday. I learned that he studied pre-med and finance and was accepted to medical school but decided to pursue finance instead. I heard the story about the president of CME offering him 10 memberships at a good price that he turned down because he was concerned about the annual fees. He said it was the worst trade he never made. I also learned that the CME was trying to sell the memberships because they had an agreement to buy the memberships back from members who went off to serve in the Vietnam War, and those were some of the memberships they were offering Tom. Lots of industry history in the interview. Thank you to Tom and his wife Nancy for this hospitality yesterday. Just after I left Greenville, South Carolina yesterday, I received a call from my swag vendor, the one who provides us with the nice drawstring bags for the Markets Wiki education events. He is located in Greenville, South Carolina, which I had forgotten. I am going to write a story about him and his business, as there are some interesting things going on in the swag business in light of the pandemic and lack of in-person events. I stopped in Louisville, Kentucky today on my way back to Chicago. The Louisville Slugger Museum is on the schedule before we leave. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Support industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Have a great day and stay safe, and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. A note from John Lothian. And now a note from Suzanne Cosgrove. While it's still very early in 2021, index provider FTSE Russell said Thursday that a comparison of its Asia and emerging markets indexes shows that those that include ESG criteria are beginning to outperform their parent indexes year to date as of January 25th. The FTSE Emerging Asia ESG Index, for example, has returned nearly 13% versus 1.3% for its parent non-ESG index. FTSE Russell partnered with the Singapore Exchange Limited for SGX's launch on Monday of index futures based on FTSE Russell ESG benchmarks. And now a note from Sarah Rudolph. The SEC released a statement today from Acting Chair Lee and Commissioners Pierce, Roseman, and Crenshaw about the recent market volatility, which begins, "The Commission is closely monitoring and evaluating the extreme price volatility of certain stocks' trading prices over the past several days. Our core market infrastructure has proven resilient under the weight of this week's extraordinary trading volumes. Nevertheless, extreme stock price volatility has the potential to expose investors to rapid and severe losses and undermine market confidence." A note from Jeff Bergstrom. John Stewart, former host of The Daily Show, joined Twitter for the first time yesterday to weigh in on the GameSpot Reddit story. He said in part, "The Redditors aren't cheating, they're joining a party Wall Street insiders have been enjoying for years." We have sponsored content in the newsletter today. A special report, first year anniversary workshop of TOCOM-JPX Electricity Futures. Asia's most successful electricity futures at Tokyo Commodity Exchange and Japan Exchange Group celebrated its first year of listing with a co-hosted webinar with QuickCorp on December 15, 2020. This event was attended by over 250 people from 152 companies. At the workshop, the Director General of Commerce and Service Industry Policy at METI gave an opening remarks, and Mr. Ishibashi of AstMax Trading Inc. gave a keynote speech on electricity trading and risk management. In the panel discussion, traders from different power companies shared their experiences in using TOCOM electricity futures and their internal risk control systems. They pointed out that there is still a huge opportunity in electricity futures market in Japan, and requested the exchange to list a new product such as those converting the Hokkaido and Kyushu areas and change the product design to extend contract months. For more details, there's a link in today's John Lothian newsletter. From Annabelle Smith of The Trade, LSEG completes 27 billion Refinitiv acquisition. After confirming earlier this month the deal would complete on January 29th, LSEG has completed its blockbuster acquisition of Refinitiv. The London Stock Exchange Group has completed its transformational acquisition of data and analytics giant Refinitiv for $27 billion. LSEG has been working towards closing the deal for almost a year and a half after confirming plans to acquire Refinitiv in August of 2019. A comment by John Lothian, no GameStop for LSEG, it is now game on. From Jordan Bevan of Mobile Markets reads, Robinhood and Reddit top the app store following GameStop mania. Stock trading and investing app Robinhood and social networking platform Reddit rise to the top of the app store charts following the GameStop mania, and Google deletes 100,000 negative Robinhood reviews. Comment by John Lothian, no surprise here. From Madeline Mendoza of the Houston Chronicle, San Antonio 10-year-old cashes in on GameStop stocks he was gifted 2 years ago. When Jaden Carr unwrapped his GameStop shares his mom gifted him for Kwanzaa 2 years ago, neither mother nor son expected he'd eventually be in the middle of a stock surge. Stock talks this week are centered on small investors, but Jaden might be the smallest and youngest, at least in San Antonio. He became a GameStop shareholder on December 30th, 1929, when he was 8, long before Reddit users combined then skyrocketed the price of the struggling gaming company's shares from single to triple digits. Blindsiding Wall Street. The now 10-year-old fifth grader is reeling from the excitement of selling his first set of stocks amid the GameStop trading frenzy. A comment by John Lothian. My father always said it was better to be lucky than smart. From Elizabeth Rosner and Tamar Lappin of the New York Post. New York City protesters slam Robinhood, scream at Wall Street traders amid GameStop stock chaos. A few dozen people gathered at the New York Stock Exchange on Thursday to protest investing app Robinhood and badger Wall Street traders amid the ongoing GameStop stock chaos. Several at the protests were spotted tailing people leaving the building, yelling shame and eat the rich. A comment by John Lothian, if you eat the rich, I suggest Grey Poupon. And now Thursday's top three. Thursday was another all GameStop, all the time day. Our top story was the New York Times, dumb money is on GameSpot and it's beating Wall Street at its own game. Second was Bloomberg's, Reddit crowd bludgeons Melvin Capital in warning to industry. Third was the Wall Street Journal's, Wall Street Bets founder reckons with legacy amid stock market frenzy about Jamie Rogozinski. Crypto Markets Wiki coin of the week is the Dogecoin. GameStop stock wasn't the only asset driven up in value this week by the coordinated efforts of retail investors. Dogecoin, a cryptocurrency created as a joke, surged this week as users on the Reddit thread Satoshi Street Bets enthusiastically agreed to buy the cryptocurrency to drive up its price. It jumped over 500% since Wednesday, boosted by Elon Musk's tweet about it. This pushed Doge into the top 10 biggest cryptocurrencies in the world by market cap. Users on Reddit joked that Dogecoin is the first dog on the moon. And now your Markets Wiki stats. 198,797,582 pages viewed of 25,217 pages. And there have been 229,722 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at eurex.com. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. This has been Patrick Lothian. Have a great day.